We're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Bim, 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 bim.
It was slow.
It was a little classic.
Y'all want to say issues no more?
Well,
after the
ads. Yeah, when we do ads, we be like, issues.
Oh, okay.
I like how you ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. That's what I come for, just to say issues.
We ad free today.
I seen him in the car rehearsing on his
issues. He's doing that the whole drive over here, man. We got B. Lou and Chris Sneed in the building.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Replacing Keon and DC.
Who needs them? Who needs them?
Who needs them?
Who needs them bombs?
We're going to Family Matter them cats, man. You're just going to go up to the bedroom and never return.
Never come back. That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's mom's going to stay down.
They got rid of the last, what's her name, in the last season and brought her back? The mom.
Oh, the Harriet?
Yeah.
She left?
I think the second to last season, they replaced her with a light skin. They kind of out-invived her.
Oh.
And then they brought in some, I think they brought her back.
Okay.
For like the last one.
So she left on her own steam?
Yeah.
She was like,
that's facts, bro.
Yeah. Family Matters went on a long time.
They did like that 10, was my 11 favorite years? Show.
I tapped years? Out.
They changed it from, remember it was TGIF, it was on Friday. Did it stay on Fridays?
It might have moved it around.
Yeah.
Usually what happens is like with TV shows, if it's like a hit, they keep it in that slot, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes if the ratings kind of dip off a little bit, they start moving it around to different days. And sometimes when they move it around a lot, that's the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Depending on what day you move it to.
Ooh.
Because, you know,
now on Thursday.
Fridays used to be cracking, but then Friday turned into, but Saturday is the death.
Yeah,
you come on Saturday night.
Ooh, it's over.
Family Matters was one of his first shows with like the true Hollywood stories. You had the girl that went upstairs that became a porn star.
Man.
Then you had Urkel come out of nowhere, and him was it Val Johnson?
I'm saying you don't know,
Val
had
Johnson. Reginald,
hey man,
had
come on, man. He ain't seen Flubber.
It's not a classic.
Flubber
is
a classic.
Flubber?
Tony Baker ain't seen Flubber. It's a classic.
It ain't no.
I'm tired of him throwing me under the bus,
That's not even top 15 Robin Williams.
Flubber not top 15 Robin Williams?
No.
You tripping. Name 10. I mean, five. Name the top five.
Five is easy.
Aladdin.
Goodwill Hunting. Good Morning, Vietnam.
I don't know about that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning.
Flubber.
Good morning, Vietnam. No, Flubber is not.
Flubber, bro.
Jumanji.
Oh. Yeah, Jumanji was better.
I think Flubber come in at four. What'd you say number four was?
Good Morning, Vietnam.
Ain't nobody heard of that.
You heard of that, boy.
Don't you ever lie. Boy, you from South Central.
Birdcage probably above that.
Oh, Birdcage for sure.
Patch Adams.
Critics hated Patch Adams, but it did well. They hated that.
Patch Adams was solid, but Flubber is up there, bro.
Nah,
if you born in 1989 and below, Flubber is
your life. I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but it's not like a classic.
I want some Flubber for my shoes.
Where people be like, you ain't seen Flubber?
What is you ain't seen
Flubber? It's like a mirror that made you bounce high.
It's wasn't a remake.
See, Chris Sneed,
you ain't seen Flubber,
Sneed. Wait, hold on. It's
not that movie. Well, he from South Central.
That explains everything.
I saw Boys in the Hood.
Somebody said Flubber wasn't good.
Flubber wasn't good.
Flubber wasn't
shit. Turn his comments on.
But they saw it.
But it's not like a classic,
it's not a top 10. It's a classic.
It's a classic. Thank you, bro.
But it's not slinging that around too willy-nilly.
Even Air Bud is a classic.
They wouldn't have saw it. It is.
Air Bud is a classic, boy.
But is that a classic, though?
Air Bud? Air Bud is a classic. The first dog to dunk.
I mean, here's the story.
He was dunking that bitch like, ugh.
People grew up with Air Bud, though, man.
Thank
they did
you,
like
bro.
18 movies.
Chaz, we the same age, bro. Don't you ever leave me out there.
I'm here.
Bro.
Like, Air Bud was
you born
around.
In 80 what? 85.
Okay.
Don't leave me out there, though, man.
Damn.
Don't leave me out there.
Air Bud, he played hockey.
Oh, okay.
He played football. He played basketball. He was on the baseball field.
Never seen any of the Air Buds.
Even Goosebumps.
He was curling
Goosebumps.
I remember Goosebumps. Did you see the movie?
I did.
With Jack Black?
Oh, no, you lost me.
See?
I seen the sitcoms, though. I'm in the, you know what I'm saying?
The TV little, show.
Yeah, the shows, bro. It was good. I used to collect them books on Scholastic.
Yeah.
Scholastic. I think you've seen it. I'm not sure.
You ready for school, though?
Scholastic. You read it on your own.
I had ASAP. ASP.
ASP?
Yeah, I had ASP. So I would have to read.
What does that mean?
After school program. No, we had successful
sit down and read.
He had late pickups.
That's what I thought it was.
It was too many versions of Goosebumps. It was a bunch of Goosebumps.
It was good.
Yeah,
it kept coming.
He was South Central.
Yeah.
Chris, man, you really from South Central?
No. No, I grew up, well, that might be 57th and Butt Long, and then we moved to
South Central, yeah.
And then, and then we moved to Inglewood off of Market and Plymouth Street.
So which one you claim?
I don't claim any of those things, but I'm from Inglewood.
They're both from Inglewood.
Yeah, I moved to Inglewood. I was in the fifth grade. 42.
So you was around.
Oh, damn.
So 81. You was 10 when Boys in the Hood came out?
Yep.
Did you relate?
Yeah.
To the material?
Yep.
You was like, man, that's real life.
Yes. Yep. At 10 years old.
Someone took your football.
Huh?
Someone took your football.
Did you see somebody get stomped out of the dice game?
That's funny.
Not in the dice game, but I seen some stomp outs.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I seen some stomp at Rogers Park.
Haven't we all seen some good stomp outs?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Remember Boys in the Hood when Trey was walking home? Mine somebody got stomped out behind him.
He said, mind his own business.
It made you want to be, everybody from L.A. felt like they was hood after Boys in the Hood. Because I wanted the game bang a little bit. I was like, oh, nigga.
How did Menace to Society make you feel?
Oh, Menace to Society.
Because I felt violent when I left the theater.
Yeah, I did too.
I wanted to sock somebody out on the way out. You could feel the tension.
Man,
what was the best?
Tony said it in theater.
I saw the theater.
What was the best fight scene out of all the hood movies? Which one would you be like?
Miss Society.
That's a good question.
When
the cousin came.
Alina
was
the best
stomp.
You said fight scene, right?
The stomp out scene. Alina,
yeah, Alina.
I'd have to go when he was like, "Give me your strap, Menace." When he just came, said, "Hey, I'm running up after you." He went and got the gun and went beat up Chauncey with the gun.
Oh, at the house party. At the house party.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get other rings.
Wait, he pistol whipped Chauncey?
Yeah, it was slow motion.
That's right.
Remember, it was raining and stuff, and they were screaming. Mm-hmm.
Come on, nigga,
she came from another room screaming.
My favorite scene when they was in the liquor store.
The beginning?
What you say about my mama? And the way he was dumping like that.
How you doing?
He was doing
that. He's sitting at the counter.
That's how you learn
to call.
Yeah.
How you learn? I like
when they fought the skinhead, that was a satisfying.
Buster was great.
He was fighting two of them.
He was.
If you talk about hood movies with great fight scenes,
but it's High Learn in the Hood.
That's what I was saying. That's a count.
Nah, I just thought
that's
about
why
it.
I asked.
It's not a hood movie.
Nah.
He from Lansing.
Wasn't the lead character from the hood going away to college?
I don't think
it was
so.
Kind of hood.
What do you mean?
They never really.
Omar was from the hood.
Buster was from the hood
on a track scholarship.
He was from the hood.
He had to deal with coming from the hood.
But it's not a hood
school.
Movie, though.
But it's not a hood tracks, movie. We was on campus.
Yeah, it was on campus.
Colors. Y'all remember Colors?
Yes.
I do remember Colors.
Yes, but all the gangbangers. That was a hood movie.
I remember a fight scene in that joint.
There wasn't no fight scene in that, baby boy. This dude got shot in the back.
Yeah.
Jason's Lyric had a good fight scene when Alan Payne beat up Tretch.
I'm so young when I seen it. That's at the Tretch. That's the smash scenes.
But Tretch was weak because he just smashed.
I mean, he caught him. He caught him slipping. But Tretch had a valid beef with Josh. Because Josh screwed up, so he had to pay for that.
Mm. That's a fact.
So you can't really be mad at Tretch.
It's funny that his name was Josh.
Yeah.
Josh. We watched some of these movies too young, man. I remember watching that movie and I was way too young to appreciate that. I haven't seen it since then.
Jason Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Since I was a kid.
That's a good romantic movie.
Because now I'm trying to remember, and I'm like, I remember these scenes. I just remember the sex scenes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the actual
That's
movie
one of my favorite
all.
Romance movies. Mm-hmm.
Jason's Larry?
Yeah. Because I was like, because it had that street edge on it.
Mm-hmm.
It made me want to grow my ass hair out.
Because he smashing
he
in the flowers.
Yeah, he's smashing the flowers with ass hair.
That's what I remember. I remember that scene.
Okay. Can't wait till I'm older.
He rolled over with his cheeks.
I just thought about being itchy.
Hey, yo.
Can't wait till I'm older.
Hey,
dude, really was like, I want some ass.
Yeah,
hair.
I got the little beady beads on certain parts. Look dope. Mm. I look like I'm about to go to work.
One thing about them Wayans, boy, they gonna get you a good ass joke.
That's true. Ass jokes is coming.
Good ass jokes.
I'm serious. I'm like,
you're a good ass joke. Come from a Wayans, bro.
You got ass hair now. You know, okay.
OG Bobby Johnson had some good fights.
OG Bobby Johnson.
What's that fight? That's South Central, right?
Yeah.
That was South Central.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a honky ball was that? Was the fight?
Honky ball
in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Training
Hoover
day.
Deuce. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that.
He fought. I'm trying to think of the right.
Who did he fight in prison?
I said training day.
I don't remember no fight scene.
I remember when he was stuck with the Mexicans and he was trying to get out.
No, I don't think they fought
that long anyway.
Really, the only shootout was when they was in that hood and he stole the money from.
Uh huh.
from what's her name? What's the singer, Macy Gray. Mm-hmm. Oh, he stole the money from there and they started shooting at them on the way out.
Jungles, oh, when she ran out the house?
It wasn't the jungles, though. It was that Crip neighborhood.
You. Her voice was weird. She was like, come back. You need to bring that goddamn warrant. You ain't got no goddamn warrant.
She was on his ass.
I'm trying to think of some of the hood
movies. There ain't too many hood movies, though.
Not anymore.
It was a gang of them.
We had hood classics coming up.
Classics.
Is Friday a hood movie?
Yeah.
Sure. That was a good fight scene.
That was a good fight scene.
When Craig fought Debo, that was exciting.
Probably the only hood comedy outside of Don't Drink Your...
Don't Be a Menace?
Yeah.
That was a spoof.
Hood comedies? Three Strikes
was okay. Good.
Fat Beach.
Fat Beach was good. Okay.
Dynamite.
Black Dynamite?
Black Dynamite.
Is that hood, though?
It's 70s hood.
Yeah.
It's comedy.
70s.
And then,
shoot, what would be a
thing?
Somebody said The Wood.
The Wood is a classic.
The Wood is good.
That was a drama that we laughed at, right?
I liked
Those kids were so funny, bro.
Yeah.
They were great.
I like the kids' storyline more than the adult.
The adult storyline.
I would love to see that. That's a series they should have did, just followed the kids.
They did do a series like that.
But I don't think they followed the kids when they were younger.
Yes. I guess where it got put.
Billy didn't have a...
He's from the wood.
On the shelf.
Did they follow the kids?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
You know, the wood?
That's all the wood, but I didn't see that. You said they
They tried to do a pilot.
They tried, okay.
It got shelved.
Oh, yeah. Did the pilot air?
Yeah.
I don't think the pilot aired. I don't know if they even shot the pilot.
Oh,
I just know the whole thing got shot. Yeah, it counts. If they developed it.
They never shot it.
They never shot it.
I don't know if they shot it or not. I just know they developed it.
It don't exist.
They got the script.
They ain't even cast nobody.
Once you develop, that shit exists.
Nah, man.
Somebody got paid.
Well, I got a lot of shows then out there.
Right.
No, when you write something down, that's not the same as it being developed.
What's developed?
When you start hiring producers, when the payroll starts going, it's being developed.
But then they don't shoot it.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't make it.
So then it don't exist.
So it don't count.
I don't count it even if you shoot the pilot.
Wait, hold on.
If it's on air.
Unless it don't get picked up.
Yeah, there's so many Wayans pilots that people haven't seen.
Where they at? In the vault?
In the vault that they got.
But they, but they shot home.
It ain't like a school project.
But they did shoot it. They filmed something.
Yeah.
Okay. Fully cast. But you saying they didn't film anything. They hired all these people that came in.
I don't know.
We ain't doing it today.
I don't know if it was shot or not.
Well, hold on. What was you saying? Because that don't make sense. Because I got a lot of stuff that they hired
and filmed. It just never came out.
You got paid for?
No, I didn't get paid yet.
Oh, well.
But they paid somebody to find me.
That's in development.
They were developing.
Right.
In development. That's in development.
It just didn't get developed.
Right.
So it don't exist. It's a tough game out here.
It's a tough game, dog.
Chris Lee, B. Lou.
What it do?
Chris Lee.
He look a little happy over there.
Chris Lee got a new development, man.
Hey, man.
What you got, Sneed? You know what I'm saying? Man, bring the tight out the bag. You know what I'm saying?
You got a new development.
What a new development, baby boy.
Chris Lee got a new development.
What you doing, Sneed? That
was new. I had these on the last show. You just never complimented
me. These
until today.
Them earrings shining, boy. You know
what I'm saying? I can't even see on this whole side, bro. It's blinding me over here.
What's the new development, Sneed, in your life?
Well, you know, man, my life been moving, man. Just a good direction. You know, God been looking happening. Out.
Let us know, Dr. Sneed.
All the energy I put out there, the positive energy.
It came back.
Came back.
I told you was a good dude.
Yeah, you did.
If
I did tell you, you a good
dude. You know, my daughter needs a godfather.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I thought she had a godfather.
No, she godfatherless, man.
How old is your daughter?
She's about to be 5.
5 years, you waited?
Yeah, dog.
Naturally the godfather.
You got any thing good to say, B. Lou?
I'm going to hear this good dude, Steve, guy.
You remember what he said.
B.A., hit me up, too, man. I came into a nice little earnings.
Okay. Uh-huh. What's that?
Huh? Someone died?
What kind of earnings?
What kind of earnings, man? We want to know, man. Is it inheritance-like money?
What was it?
It's inheritance-like money, but nobody died. Everybody's still doing good.
Okay. Good.
Everybody's good, man.
Come on, man.
They asked about, can you holler at Gabrielle now?
Oh.
Is it that type of windfall?
Can I holler at Gabrielle now? I think Gabrielle, she will go out with me.
Gabrielle Way?
Yeah.
You gotta be awake.
If
unmarried.
Unionwood.
Are we thinking in the past?
Yeah. He tried to
you got enough money to go back to the past.
Yeah, I hollered at her back in the day.
Yeah.
So now.
Yeah. Now if you was to holler today, single Gabrielle,
she'd be Gabrielle Sneed. If you wanted to.
Somebody say he won the lottery.
Yes.
Okay.
Who was that?
What? Sylvia.
Sylvia said you won the lottery.
That's your baby. That's your baby mama.
Did you win the lottery?
She followed me on the gram.
Nah. Did you say
she
it
know what money looked like?
Right.
Well, he teased it for sure.
I posted a little something in my story. I just posted.
It was cryptic visuals, but man, life changing.
This
the picture of the.
This nigga posted the office of the lottery.
Yeah. He posted the office building. Life changed.
Let's get that news. Let's get that. So what we talking? What we talking? We talking over six figures,
man, minus taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me explain something.
Bring it down.
Wait, Gabriel,
bring it down.
Hold on, real quick. Was it a scratch off or a real ticket?
It was an actual ticket. Okay. It's called the. Have you heard of the hotspot?
No, we never heard of it.
Never heard of the hotspot.
I never heard of it.
So the hotspot is a game. It's almost kind of like bingo.
Okay.
So they pick 20 numbers,
right?
And you have the option to say you're gonna guess 10 of those right out of the 20, right. 9, 8, 7, 6, all the way down to one number.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So whatever number you choose, the prize goes up.
Okay. Right? So the more numbers you choose, if I say I'm going to get 10
but you only can choose up to 10.
Right? Okay.
So if you choose 10 mm-hmm. and 10 of those numbers out of the 20 that they pick,
it's a low percentage.
That's 50%?
Yeah.
That's 50%.
No, you got to.
10 and 20 is 50%.
Yeah.
If you get 50% of the numbers.
That's six figures right there.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, that's like 300,000.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 300,000. Wow, that's all
right. Yeah, Gabby.
That's 300,000.
But
300,000, you're not hollering at Gabriel.
So you picked 10.
So hold on. I pick five.
Okay.
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 Five out of 20. Okay. 5 out of 20. And then they have a bullseye number too.
Ooh.
So if you get the bullseye, it shoot up a little bit.
Okay.
So 7 in the morning, I stopped by 7-Eleven. I got me a 5 spot because I felt like I can guess 5 out of the 20. And I said, give me the bullseye too. I'm going to guess the bullseye.
Okay.
So if you just pick 5 numbers and don't do the bullseye, it's only $1. But if you say you want the bullseye, add an extra $1.
Okay.
So I paid $2 for the ticket.
Okay. Okay.
Chill in the car, got me coffee, 7-Eleven. Look, scan my lottery app.
Uh-huh.
Says you're a winner.
Oh.
But you didn't even do the thing. You just scanned it?
I just scanned the app.
You go right to it.
Right
you go
there.
Right to it. Okay.
Lottery app.
Okay. Boom.
Oh, shit.
Scan your ticket.
Oh, wait. You got the
boom.
App?
You have the app.
You had the app before the time?
I had the app before the time.
It's not your first rodeo.
No. No, I play this. Single to see the red number will be the bullseye number.
Okay, gotcha.
Gotcha, babe. What?
Pick 20 and it draws every 4 minutes. You can play every 4 minutes.
Wait, hold on. Time out. This is going on every 4 minutes
every
in life?
Every 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can play. Yeah.
That's like Vegas when you're eating. They have a little bingo you can play.
Right, the same
so
thing.
So every 4 minutes, this is actually winning people.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So what I do, I go get a ticket and say, I want 3 consecutive draws. So that's 4. I played 3 times.
Right.
So I ain't got to keep going back.
Oh, okay.
Scan my ticket. Say congratulations. You're a winner.
Okay.
And, you know, when you win a certain amount,
mm-hmm.
anything under $500.
Mm-hmm.
Tax.
No. Anything under $500, you can get your money from the store.
Oh,
wherever you bought it.
You can walk up in there.
Yeah, but my amount was so big, I had to go drive down Santa Fe Springs, go to the office, stand in line.
Okay. Before you won, what did you have to do that day? What was the agenda?
Nothing.
You were just like, I'm going to get this coffee. I'm going to sit in here.
Yeah, because I get up in the morning. You know, Dr. Snead wakes up at 5:15 and start getting ready.
Oh, so you was headed to work?
No, I happened to call off that day.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to going.
Yeah, prior to going.
So then you was just like,
hold on, let me go get me a hot spot.
Okay, so you was chilling anyway.
In a coffee.
Early in the morning, so you got up and was going to work, then you decided not to?
No, I called out the day before.
2 weeks ago.
And then you just woke up?
Yeah, because I've been playing these little
things. So the good Lord just told you.
That's what the good Lord said.
He did.
You don't have to go into work today.
Right?
Because I got a blessing for
them
you.
Them pap smears and mammograms that you have, cancel those appointments. I'm not going in.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. But time out, you didn't even want to stay in the bed. You said it was basically like something told you to get up
because
and go.
I always get up in the morning, B. I always get my body. I get been a doctor over 13 years.
Right.
You used to getting up in the morning.
That's
ready. Had nothing to do at all.
Absolutely. Okay.
Went up, got my hot spot, sitting in the car, drinking my coffee.
Mm-hmm. You
scan my ticket. Winner.
I thought about that.
Go down there to lottery place.
Uh-huh. You knew how much you was winning before you got there?
I did.
Okay. Ooh.
Wait, hold on. What you mean you did?
Because it lets you know how much you won.
What was your reaction in the car?
In the car, in the moment.
I was tripping.
Let's,
I was like,
let's replay it.
Okay. We in the car. I'm the coffee.
Yeah. Okay. I'm your pair of Jordans in the back. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you keep the ticket on you.
Man. Is this the winning one?
No, it's not. But I got the ticket.
You got that one framed?
That's hilarious. Okay.
Congratulations. Hold on. Let me check the numbers again.
Take a sip of your coffee.
Hold on. Bro. How to reclaim your ticket. Address, Santa Fe Springs, lottery. Address.
You got to sign it immediately now.
I signed it immediately.
Yeah, I know you did.
Sign it immediately with your address and phone number.
Put in the car. Fast.
Everything. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, address, phone number, everything. All right. Cool.
Pour out your coffee. Pour the coffee out.
Yeah, you don't need that. That's pour coffee. You don't, put a whole cup outside. Oh, you don't need that no more.
I'm about to invest in Starbucks by my own. Man. Going down to the lottery place, Santa Fe Springs.
Wait, there? He was going at 5:30 in the morning?
No. It was 7 something. So probably it took 35, 40 minutes to get down to Santa Fe Springs. Okay. Coming from.
Wait, so you were sitting in the car for an hour?
Sitting in the car, chilling.
That's hours for that money, bro.
No, you were sitting in the car for an hour just in shock?
Just driving.
Driving there. So I got my coffee around 7 in the morning.
Okay.
Oh.
If you would have had to work that day, you wouldn't have went to the 7-Eleven to get the ticket?
You know what? I go to 7-Eleven to get coffee every morning before work, so I still would have got a ticket.
Okay.
But would I have went to work is the question.
No, we off that day.
Oh, yeah.
No, we off that day. Yeah, even if I went off, I can't come in.
I was just wondering, if you went to work, you would have missed out on the ticket.
I still would have got a ticket. Okay. I just would have been headed to work.
All right, so we're going to Santa Fe Springs.
We're going to Santa Fe and put the glass back on.
Wait, did you call anybody?
Yeah, you're driving on your way there. You found out you won.
I found out I won. I hit up the homie Cal. I was like, yo! Sent them a picture. Why did I win at Hotspot like I told you I was going to win?
Oh. Mm-hmm. So you told them this. You manifested this.
I manifested this.
Oh, okay. Snap.
That's a plot twist right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You manifested some gambling.
Yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I was like, hey, bro, I need somebody to come down there with me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why? Need somebody to have my back.
Yeah. Why? Just in case they were
tripping. Just in case
they were going to jump you once you step away with the winners.
Right. And I don't know who followed me. I don't know who saw my reaction in the car.
Yeah, yeah. Because they be doing that. They do. This nigga just won. And they in the van behind.
Follow him.
All right, so when you won, it seems like you played it pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you won.
I hit him up. Like, bro, I won. He like, you playing? I'm like, I swear I did.
Mm-hmm.
When it picked this nigga up.
Okay.
Gotta come with me. I need somebody to have my back. Mm-hmm. Take the bullet for me, if anything.
Right.
Get down to Santa Fe Springs, going there. And I didn't know it was that many lottery winners throughout the day. Little place was packed down there. People went to scratch
home. If
you
redo it every four minutes,
there's some four minutes.
All these rich people looking at each other like,
it was mad packed in there. It was DMV.
It was nice.
DMV. Oh, wow. Okay.
It was nice.
Winners?
Yeah, of winners. Oh, but it might not have been a hot spot. Could people scratch offs?
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm looking at the wall. They got all the big
winners.
But
the energy's good.
Energy is good.
Everybody got good vibes.
Got a security guard there. I'm all right, cool. I'm good. And I'm still watching my back the whole time.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Make sure no white vans behind me. Mm-hmm. Watching my back. Get in there. Clerk, handed my ticket. He says, wow, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let's see if, depending, sometime we could cut you a check today.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it take 8 to 10 weeks.
Oh, that's a long time.
And I'm praying, I hope I can get mine today.
Eight to ten weeks.
It take 8 to 10 weeks.
And they come down and get it, or they gonna send it to your
house?
You
won this much.
They finna mail it.
8 to 10 weeks.
I want you to bring the armored truck down.
Yeah. So wait. So if you got the check that day,
I got the check.
You
would
have got less than the 8 to 10.
No,
it was the same.
No, I guess depending on the amount.
And you got there early.
But then he said, "Let's see if you're eligible.
To
get it today. They can cut you a check that day, but you have to be eligible. I don't know if you won so many times, now we got to mail you a check. I didn't know what it depended on, the eligibility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm sitting down waiting.
You got a nervous tick, your leg and shaking.
Oh,
something.
Man, I was nervous.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll just wait by the car. Just make sure, scope the scene, make sure nobody around
vans,
me.
No vans.
No vans.
Yeah,
right. So he outside waiting by the car. Guy, Mr. Snead,
mm-hmm.
Congratulations, we can get you a check today.
Oh, was he loud though? Was everybody looking?
Yeah, like people was in there down? Looking.
He was loud though.
Yeah, he was loud. Mr. Sneed.
Oh, I'm like, hey, man, watch out.
Hey, no, but everybody else got money. Everybody's
room full of winners.
Right.
That's true.
You ain't never had
a room full of winners.
We all got money.
Somebody look at your small check.
Yeah, your little bit of money.
Before they let you in, do they check the ticket though to make sure you won something before they just, because I feel like anybody can just get up in there and be like, yeah, I won.
But they got their little scanner right there.
Oh, okay.
To make sure.
To make sure you can come up in the building.
Yes.
Right. Wait, yeah. Like the one in the 7-Eleven, the little one with the little...
Yeah, they got that.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
They got that up in there.
Okay, so you in there.
Yeah, they scan, they make sure.
Chris Neen, we got the money right here.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, before we sign this paperwork,
mm-hmm.
yes, taxes, you know, you got to sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Sign my paperwork, got my clipboard. Everybody down there with clipboards, filling out our forms.
Happily, too.
Man, yeah. I can't believe this. Cal come back. I'm like, yo, bro, get back by the car.
Yeah.
Scope the scene.
Look out for fans.
Cut me that check, man. And congratulations, Mr. Sneed. California Lottery winner. Amazing, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the money the same day. Got the money the same day. I still got the money. Check in the car. Boy, man,
you still got you ain't cash
got the check in the car.
You ain't deposited that joint.
I did, but I still got the check. I did mobile deposit because I want to keep the check. Wait, you can mobile deposit that much money? You can mobile deposit. Yes. You can mobile deposit that much. Well, you don't know how much it is.
You gonna tell us how much it is?
I'm gonna tell you how much it is.
Tell us how much it is.
So anything over $550, you gotta go down there.
Okay. Don't say it's $800.
$551. My check.
Come on, baby.
The suspense.
Was $950.
All right.
$950?
Right. I won $950.
Right. That nigga ain't hung that Gabriel. Right. Hey, nigga, you can't talk to the housekeeper. Whatever.
And I still got a picture of everything.
He lying his ass off,
yo. It ain't about how much you win. It's about what you do with your money.
$950 or $1,000?
It was $950.
Oh, you took a lot of my questions.
Man, let us show it and we ain't going to say nothing.
I was going to ask.
Don't lie to us.
You're a winner. You have won.
Now, that ain't it. You showing me something else.
This is it.
Show me the lotto.
It was not. And I still got this check.
It's
in
all
the car.
Blacked out.
Yeah, I didn't want people to know I won at $950. But there it is. You have won
$950. $950,000?
No, $50.
He lying.
Wait,
he's lying,
and I got the check.
Wait,
the
you
car.
Ain't got your boy?
Chris, stop
you
lying, need? Bro. Yeah, because.
You said life changing.
Well, it changed my life at the moment.
If three people jumped you for $950.
But let me tell you something, Craig. It ain't about that. It's the fact when you win free money, people get envious.
Yeah, and jealous.
He said $950.
Sneak, tell the truth, man. Cut the camera, man. What was it, brother? Somebody said congratulations. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me take my glasses off.
Did you get the numbers tatted on you?
Was you it know 950, what?
Bro? That's a big win.
$950, man. $950.
Times 1,000.
I got the, y'all. Was, I'll show y'all the check.
Like,
y'all
get the check.
Y'all want me to go get the check?
No,
Sneed. Was it really $950?
I can't trust you right now.
I know, man. You
y'all want me to go get the check?
Yeah.
You look like a winner to me still, Sneed.
I don't know how many more times I can say this.
Yes. So, yes. Go get the check. Let me go
how
get the check.
How much was it, bro?
Let me go get the check.
He's going to get
it. Do y'all still need a godfather for your child?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if...
I want to say, because you still a good dude, though.
He's still a great dude.
I still want to see you holler at Gabrielle.
That ain't going to happen.
You get one night with Gabrielle.
You can't even fly in.
I'm going to go get the check.
Yeah, go get the check.
But $950, you can't even fly.
Fact check.
See her.
Man, that's not a bad dude.
That's a good come up,
he said he's not going to come back.
We'll never see him again.
$950 is not, you know how much, okay, let's say Gabrielle stay in Miami. I think she do stay in Miami.
She live in
she
LA.
Probably buy a
round trip.
They live in LA.
Round trip is $700.
Yeah.
Round trip might be $800.
Them Florida flights get expensive.
$800.
If you take Spirit and
he
bring nothing on.
He only got $150 left.
We'll keep it real. She live out here, right?
She do?
Yeah, here
just to fuel the Benz truck to drive out from way out of their state is a... Was it 200? Just to fill that tank up?
Gotta be at least.
Man, this nigga told me life changing.
My tank, it costs like... 100 and something.
Yeah.
Usually like 110, 114.
That's with 92?
Yeah. Huh?
92
that's
in
that
there?
Premium.
That boy premium.
That's what the good gas. The good
okay.
gas.
Okay. We got to get you a frame for that.
Yeah. That boy a premium, baby.
Mm-hmm. No, let's see, man.
Let's see, man. Let's see what happens.
It's all folded over.
So, yeah, I keep it. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
that's the official lottery.
Look at it. Congratulations on your California lottery win. Mm-hmm. Y'all see that?
Yeah. Look at that official lottery paper.
That's official paper.
This nigga got more than 950. Oh, he did get 950.
Let me get some of that luck on me.
Yeah, go to check, man.
Man, what the hell they talking about? They gonna wait to see if they can cut you $950.
Oh, they had me in there for 20 minutes,
dirty,
man.
You dirty nigga, man.
I'm mad at this story.
This nigga told me it was life changing,
this
man.
Life changing. I'm mad at this whole story now.
Well, hold on, man. He is from South Central.
I never won that amount.
Zoom in.
It's official.
It's official.
Can't zoom in. My address and stuff is on there. Yeah, and I don't need. I don't know who y'all know.
Oh yeah, life changing.
You got to go back to work. That ain't number one paycheck.
We was crying for you.
We
man.
Was, man. We was like,
we
man.
Tears.
We did. We was like,
was
that's
a
good
road,
nigga,
man.
Man.
That's a good dude, man.
We was in Kentucky when I said that.
Be here, text me.
I was happy for you, man.
So
man, now
he mad now.
You gotta go back to work.
I'm a little upset now.
How y'all feel about me now?
I know. I feel. I like you.
You still a good dude.
Yeah. I love you. Now I used to love you. I just like you.
It's his godfather. It's already occupied, man.
$950.
No, she got six. It's all good, man.
I can understand if he became one of them lottery stories. You know how they win the lottery, then go broke.
Right.
Life is. I haven't even touched this money yet. I cashed my check, but that $950 still sitting there, man. Yeah.
It'd been different if you was already broke. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have the nicest shoes and chains.
$950, man.
Hey. He got some good shoes.
It'd been different. Then I'd be like, man, Snee really needed that, bro. I'm sure like his kids can eat tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you feel different about me, huh?
I don't feel different about you as a person. Uh-huh. I was really invested in this story and then on like what it was going to.
That was a good story, though.
It was a great story.
I did lean in, man.
It's one of those stories that are good. And in the ending, you just like, why'd y'all choose
that? 950.
Why is y'all
doing
that?
Nine, five, zero.
Did you win the lottery?
Period.
You
know what?
No, they be in your pocket.
They do.
That nigga lied, man.
My kids ain't even been responding to me.
He ain't been responding?
I have, yeah. My 22-year-old, eighth, they don't even hit me up.
You was acting brand new after you won that money.
Did you change?
I changed a little bit, but not for the worse.
Okay.
You got to change your shirt. Hey, look. $950. It is six figures.
What was it
nine,
before,
look,
before
950.
And then?
Period.
Uh-huh.
00.
Wait, period is.
Oh, you got.
That is not a figure.
He tried.
the period. Five figures.
Is it decimal?
Huh?
Five figures.
950. Dot.
Oh, you counting the dot. You counting the dot.
Dot. Zero.
Is the dot a figure?
That man did have six figures, though,
taxes?
Bro. He did have six figures.
$950. They didn't even take on no taxes. Say, if this amount.
They just gave it to you?
This amount, I probably got to claim taxes at the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, because you see it say initial federal tax withheld.
Okay,
zero.
Yeah. Okay.
They're going to make you wait 10 weeks for that.
Damn,
but it really makes sense because he picked five numbers.
Right.
But he also got the bullseye.
Yep.
Got the bullseye.
If I
just would have guessed if the five numbers without the bullseye, there would have been $450. I could have collected it on the spot.
This reminds me of that K-Dub joke. He's like, man, look at this number.
Yeah,
if I would have got five more numbers, I'd have told his ass. Man. Well, congrats.
Man.
Thank you, man. You're a good dude.
Good dude, man.
That's good so much. You feel me? That was a plot twist, though.
It was a plot twist.
Because I was really thinking, I was like, yo, man, millions.
We was in Kentucky thinking, like, this boy changed the life.
It was like finding, like, oh.
And the new whip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't give him compliments.
Yeah, Chris always.
Yeah,
like, man, your teeth done changed. He's like,
yeah.
Nah. Like, oh, man, look at that boy's skin looking good.
It always does.
Yeah, man.
Chris still like the chain?
Yeah.
Chain. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Hey, $950 for a scratch off is a good time.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Off.
Mm-hmm. That's an $840
profit.
But this is tonight, though. This is the billion. This is tonight.
So
you just got a problem.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, though. You know what I'm saying? $2 a scratch off.
Let me ask you this then. All right, so you got $950. Mm-hmm. Out of all the scratch offs and lottery tickets that you've done, did you come up?
It's my first big win.
But does it equal to all the money you spent on?
Not at all.
No.
No, so you still in the red.
Yeah, I probably, yeah, a dollar here and there.
How much you recoup, you think of how much you done spent on...
over the years, yeah. a dollar, it, oof, man, oof.
It could be almost daily.
It could be, yeah, almost daily.
Okay,
almost daily. I spent over thousands. If you add up all the time,
yeah, yeah, for years,
that adds up. So let's say you get how many tickets you get a week?
Three, four, maybe five.
So that's $10 a week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was it 52 weeks in the year?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's pull out the cap.
At this point, he roasted Perez and White Man Can't Jump.
And how many years? Billy. You think? Five, long time.
A long time. Maybe 5 years I've been buying little tickets here. Okay.
So much.
2600.
Well, you came up a little. Yeah. 2600. It's enough to give you. No, I'm just saying, like, when you go, like, man, I'm 2500 in.
But you only pay attention to that when you're going to work every day.
So we take out the 960?
Yeah, take out. 950. He ain't getting 50. No
60. No, 1650. You still in the red.
They gave him enough to keep giving hope to keep playing.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you're
almost there. I can win again. I can get that 10.
Because that's I think I feel like I can get the 10 out of 20.
Yeah.
Were the numbers like heartfelt numbers that meant something to you? Or you just
I got a quick pick.
Oh, okay.
Meaning I let the machine pick. Oh. Hey, look. Yeah. Hey, Chris. Hey, he was at the lottery building. You know how when you only got a couple groceries and somebody else got a whole bunch of groceries? They was like, go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead, brother.
You go ahead, go to the...
Thank you so much.
You can get this today. Yeah, go ahead, bro. You know, we know you're going to be long. I love when
people do that for me.
Are you sure?
You just got a bag of
shit. I know you ain't going to be long.
Thank you. Man, you can get this today. Let me see. He's going to check his pocket.
You got five. We got to get this dude out of here.
You got 220s?
Go ahead, bro.
You had to get security for that, huh? You had to get Cal for that?
I ain't trust
nobody.
They
going to try to come for this 950.
You wasted Cal's day.
Right. Did you tell Cal how much?
Got told him how much.
How much you give him?
Man, I picked him up.
You didn't even give him that?
I did give him something to eat.
His fit? Okay.
I got him something to eat, bro. Got him a biggie bag. Oh, that's solid. Huh?
Biggie bag is solid.
What's a biggie bag?
It's a Wendy's. You get three entrees and a soda.
$6, wow. Right? Yeah, I took care of that.
Five and six.
It's like four and six. Yeah, I took care of all that for you.
$5?
Mm-hmm. $5, you get a hamburger, a chicken nugget, and a french fry.
And a soda.
Lou said three entrees.
You call them entrees.
That's good. That's good.
You get three entrees, a burger, some soda.
Ain't bad.
Yeah.
And I took care of that.
No, man, that's good. You're a good friend, man. You're a good dude, see?
Thank you, man.
That's good fire. Dude, man.
Yeah.
Somebody else would have squandered that money.
Right. He was like, nah, man. You know, say biggie bag.
You want a biggie bag?
He tore it up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you got planned for that bread? What you gonna...
Man,
you
I'm still holding on to it, man. I'm trying to see what y'all need done up in here, man. Y'all need any upgrades?
Yeah, we
can. Snee was like, I can put you guys in a new air conditioner. I can get some people.
We need an AC unit.
Brother, 950 can't even get a camera.
Big Lou ain't feeling you 950, man. But we right here with you, man.
Because I was investing. When I told Tony back in Kentucky, man, I was telling them all kind of good things.
I don't think we was in Kentucky. We was in, where'd you win this?
What was this? Let me see the date on this.
Yeah, look at this.
Supposed to memorize the date.
I remember we was in the car somewhere. Day.
Yeah, we was in the car for sure.
This pre-lottery and post-lottery in your life.
We was in June 28th, man. 6/28. That's
we was in story number. Cause I remember driving around. It was when we was in going to that smoothie place.
That might have been Detroit then.
No, it wasn't Detroit. It was a place we had been to before. Remember we came back. It was Nashville.
Oh, it was Nashville.
We was in Nashville.
Oh yeah, we was driving around in Nashville.
And he hit me up June 29th at 12:52.
I told you, man. I love you, brother.
Bro. He said, "Damn, man." He said, "Oh wow, you deserve it, nigga."
See,
keep shining.
Keep
I'm
shining,
with Tony
brother.
Baker in DC.
You a good nigga,
look
man.
Look at TB text, man. Then TB.
It was all in, man.
He don't DM nobody.
I be DM. I be DM. I don't be calling.
He definitely gonna be calling.
Tony Baker. Oh, no. Tony text me.
Yeah, man.
That
was personal.
Text. That was personal. And Tony Baker, man.
I said, you a good
people
dude.
Calling he said, him with man, prayers. You a good dude. All caps.
No, all caps, you though. Dude, you know what I'm saying? You a good dude, man. You deserve them winnings, man.
Yeah,
you do,
man.
You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
You deserve more, man.
You deserve more than that, though, man.
I hope you get that Billy tonight.
I just want to let you know.
Well, thank you.
Chaz eats 950. Oh, the food.
Yeah.
So I It's always room for a fat joke. It's always room for a fat joke.
950 what though?
950.
He just eats 950.
He just eats $950 worth of food.
I went ham on that pizza though. I had three of those.
It was good.
That pizza was solid. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
It was solid, yeah.
Greg, this is the real Craig back, y'all. Hey! This is the real Craig.
Oh, no, no. Yeah.
That was the fake Craig last week.
I was out of town. I was trying to let them know. It was a great comedy festival. Enjoy the moments.
Craig be a whole different person. Man,
he was different last episode. I hated Craig.
You know what? I went back and watched the episode before because I didn't hear the part where you said this. You like, yeah, strawberry, but not this time. We'll say that for another episode.
Mm.
I didn't hear that part. Mm. I just heard, yeah, you know, strawberry and the other one. Like, and then I was like, yeah, strawberry. Because even at the end, I was like, getting strawberry. Mm. I kept saying it throughout the episode. I was like, go get some strawberry. And then I watched it. I was like, oh, I missed that piece right there.
The little pieces matter,
just that little piece.
All the pieces.
I was like,
matter.
Man, Tony was just, he. I don't know why he said it, because he came up with the blueberry straw. Yeah, I was just like, no.
It was good, though.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It was definitely good. It was a lot.
What?
The Popeye's biscuit with the strawberry and ice
from Popeye.
He didn't have icing though.
I did.
You did?
The one he brought.
Oh, he brought one with icing.
Yeah.
You get it without icing?
See, yeah, when I first tried it, I got it with no icing.
Because Popeye's got a biscuit with strawberry icing?
Yeah.
No, strawberry in the biscuit and icing on top.
I got disqualified.
I'm
going to
get all y'all one. I got this. That was good.
I'm gonna get all
that. Was good.
Appreciate you,
man. Wait, so one for all of us, or each one of us won?
Y'all got y'all split.
We got to split.
I'm gonna get each one of y'all one.
That's good.
Give me a regular biscuit, because we still gotta have the regular biscuit.
Nah,
Craig.
I owe y'all a regular biscuit.
Yeah. So we can see how
I look back.
Up.
I start writing down. Cold. I was like, at 1:30, this one. Then at 1:32, we said right. Then I was like, oh yeah, damn. At 1:34, he did say, no, that
because Greg's still firm in it.
I got
like,
disqualified for you. I don't like being disqualified. I'm a competitor.
Now,
I see that in you, Greg.
Now it was like Tahir posted a video. This dude was eating the Popeye's biscuit. And he just ate it raw, no washdown.
But he put the honey on it.
A regular one?
He put the honey on it. So it was like,
ooh. I like the honey.
Can y'all do that? Can y'all take a biscuit, a Popeye's biscuit?
Eat it whole.
No lubrication.
But he took one bite prior. It was already a bite in it.
It was a bite in it. He put honey on it.
Yeah, and then he just.
The whole thing.
I can't do it.
You can't do it?
No. A whole biscuit?
Whole biscuit.
No.
Can you do it, Chaz?
Probably. Yeah. If I have to cut it down the middle, open it up, and have. Yeah, you know, that little small. Yeah.
I don't think I would ever just be like, I want a biscuit.
That's like, because he, it was a little bite, and he was like,
it's a biscuit.
Wait, what did he say?
Shaking it up like, he just took it, though. He took the biscuit wholesale.
You can do that, Lou?
I can't do it.
It depends on the vibe. If I'm in like a greedy boy vibe, I might be able to.
Mm-hmm.
If my mouth is already in the saturation
mode. Yeah, you gotta.
Just like, on the regular.
Nah, not just. No.
I don't think biscuits are meant to be consumed like that, man. You're supposed to watch the smoke come out of it. Oh, that's hot right there. You know what I mean?
You're supposed to watch smoke.
Yeah, you get a good
biscuit. That's open the biscuit, the smoke.
Oh,
dude, you from the South, you know a good biscuit, bro.
Steam, I don't think he appreciates
biscuits. The steam. And then you
don't appreciate biscuits.
You don't appreciate biscuits. Biscuits?
Hell no.
You got
man.
A biscuit either?
Cobb County. Can you do the biscuit hole? No wash?
You know the biscuit to me?
They got big ass biscuits down south.
They got big ass biscuits.
Your name start with a B.
Big ass biscuits.
You can't.
That was another hood comedy, by the way.
With what?
CB4.
CB4. You not
turn
a biscuit.
Turn back a little biscuit.
Could you do a biscuit? Raw, no washdown.
No.
That
man.
Should be the next food episode. How many biscuits can we take before we wash the
biscuit?
We need another food episode.
That show be over.
I do want to try that secret menu strawberry biscuit with the chicken sandwich. It's like a strawberry biscuit chicken sandwich.
Who's that?
At Popeye's. Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, they got a secret menu?
Yeah. Everybody's got secret menus.
Every place got a secret menu.
Now,
huh?
Yeah.
They do? Chick-fil-A got a secret menu?
Yeah, they do. You get the macaroni and cheese with the chicken mixed in.
They got mac and cheese at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
They got mac and cheese at Chick-fil-A. The mac and cheese kind of fire.
Yeah, it's fire.
Within
yeah.
the past
with the
3 years.
I never knew that.
Next
yeah.
Around.
Yeah.
What I haven't had that.
It looked like extra creamy and wet.
No, it's like Southern.
It's better.
Really?
It might have the best mac and cheese.
With the thick cheese on the top.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like baked mac cheese.
Yeah.
Scooped out.
It's y'all dark on the top.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good though.
Hey, his face got evil when he said, it's,
"Hey man, I'm gonna get all y'all some mac and cheese." Y'all worry about
mac and cheese. And the biscuits too.
Y'all know about the mac and cheese and Chick-fil-A? Chessworth?
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't know that.
It holds up though.
I feel like nobody ever mentions the mac and cheese.
Well, you don't go there.
I only get.
But I be hearing about Chick-fil-A all the time.
My son put me on. I got chicken. He went up and said something. They was like, "Yeah, cool." Came back with a big box filled with mac and cheese and chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
And
I did see this dude. Hey, that is correct, though. Cause I seen these kids in there, and they had it in a salad bowl, and they put the fries, the mac and cheese, and then you get the tenders, and then you mix it in with buffalo sauce.
Oh.
Mix it up.
That's fire.
It was fire with a good, delicious drink. Cold beverage.
It's not about the beverage.
Mm-hmm. The beverage one is nice and cold.
They got a secret beverage menu too?
No, you just you just ask for nice cold beverage.
Oh, okay.
It's just something where it just
I'm feeling a little bit like just low ice, little ice.
You like little ice?
Well, I just like more soda if I'm going that
route. The ice consistency is very important to people. Some people like crushed. Some people like the
cube. I do like crushed.
Some people like that little circular ice that's hard to find. Like Sonic be having that.
Sonic got some good ice.
They got good ice.
You talking about little pebble ice?
Yeah, it's like
it's like ice. It's refrigerator ice.
That's the coffee bean
when
ice.
You got the ice maker machine.
You can crush, you can do cube.
Oh, that's good ice, boy.
Some people like particular ices.
I like that good ice.
I'm not a big ice guy.
I need more than two sips of cold soda and then it's gone.
Right.
Sometimes they overload it. Right.
Because they only point you this much.
I'm a light icer.
It's mad ice.
I like ice.
You like I like Sonic ice, but other than that,
I passed on Sonic yesterday. I was nice.
Like, no ice.
Somebody said hospital ice.
I passed on it.
Oh. Hospital ice?
How many times you at the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
I was
yeah.
in Monrovia.
He's at the hospital all the time.
I'm at the hospital all the time.
Sonic is good.
Oh, hospital ice is good. Y'all got hospital ice. And then when they bring you
hospital ice is good.
It's great.
Maybe like little ice chips.
Nice. And it'd be like in a little
that pink cup.
Yeah, that pink cup with the handle.
Yeah. It almost make you want to get shot up.
Yeah.
Shoot me.
And then you'd be in the hospital like, yeah, I'm waiting for this ice.
Yeah, it's a certain way we do our ice at the hospital, man. It's good.
Shoot me in my thighs.
That's funny.
You don't flesh wound. There's a whole artery in your thigh. You don't want to get shot in the thigh.
Oh, yeah. But you can get shot in like the non artery part.
Hopefully they got good aim.
You know what I'm saying? That's too much. It's too risky. You're dying.
That's how Benji Wilson died.
Yeah, my homeboy. His birthday was yesterday. He died like that a year ago. Got shot in the leg. Hit an artery.
Benji Wilson died.
It's too risky.
No, that's too
risky.
Stay in my shoulders.
Go.
Shoot me right in the
knee. Shoot me in the hip.
What about the toe? The foot.
Sure, yeah.
Because you can
shoot all the bones in the foot.
You can last in the foot.
Some Megan bones Stallion. In the ass. Bones
yeah,
in the
Stallion did get shot in the foot.
Twerking on nine toes. Twerk doing right well, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Megan Stallion be looking good.
She don't, man.
They got better, too.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. After the shooting, they got better.
Yeah. You saw that photo she just posted?
Give us a chance.
Is she dating somebody?
I don't know.
Are we going to get tired of her twerking?
I kind of
on that.
I'm already tired of
it. Put your money down, Sneak.
I'm trying to holler at me.
Put your money.
Put your bid in.
Yeah.
Put your bid in.
You should get that lot of humble.
Meg.
She from Texas. She humble, man.
Yeah, Meg, if you're watching the podcast,
put your glasses on when you say it.
There you go. Yeah, you're right.
Give us some mysteriousness. Yeah, there we go, baby boy. Look like
you
mine.
Know what, Meg?
Dr. Sneed.
You got to rap. Sense. You got to make all these albums. Go triple
she
platinum.
She's a college graduate as well.
Redo it again. Mm-hmm. Let's go back.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a college graduate. Remember that.
Meg, you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
You write raps. And you work hard for your
she
money.
She got a good follow through.
Got a good follow through. And you work hard for your money.
And can take a bullet.
And can take a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sip my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And get paid. Holla at your boy Meg. It's Chris Sneed. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X. It ain't Twitter no more. I didn't even know they changed it to X.
I read about that.
I think they had to go back to Twitter.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, that? I just read something today that they had to go back to Twitter because Apple, my app Apple didn't approve.
Yeah, mine said
X. I just read today.
Which is called
and Yonick said women in Texas ain't humble.
Oh?
That's what he said.
That's crazy. They were humble as hell. They was cool as hell when I went to Houston.
That's somebody and got, Dallas. Someone got shaded.
Each time.
Someone going got down. Shaded by a
you like,
Texan.
You like Texas women, huh?
Man.
They're cool.
This is my first time ever going to Houston was like, what was it, a month ago, 2 months ago?
For real?
No.
Each time.
Yeah,
and your whole life?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to go. There's certain cities I wasn't allowed to go.
Oh.
I had kids early. Nah, they just thought I was going to go bust up in the whole city.
Well, you had a bad track record of not busting up in the whole city.
Oh, wow.
I was like, no, Craig, not for you. You don't have any self-control.
Yeah, that's like, nah. And I heard they holler at you, and I'm
they do. In the South, they do holler at you.
They
holler at you.
Hey, brown skin, yeah. What's up? I'm looking. That's me.
In the South, women go out in packs.
We got some good colors.
They do, though. Packs. Women go out in packs in the South.
they be reckless.
They do. When they get together, they get reckless. They holler you down.
You from the South.
Yeah, I'm from the South.
So you got hollered down on the street?
I done got hollered at before.
Did you fold up?
I absolutely did.
Be a little folded up under the pressure.
I'm older now.
It's something about aggressive women that just shies me out.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's aggressive
I'm supposed
assertive.
To be aggressive.
Nah, man. They flipping the script.
Nah, yes, don't flip the script.
When I was younger, an aggressive woman turned me off. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, I've worked hard for this. Yeah. Give me that.
Time to reap the benefits, man. You earned it.
I like that.
There's a difference, though. There's aggressive and there's assertive. You know what I'm saying? They're not the same thing.
There is a difference.
So, well, it's the same. It's just which one you're attracted to.
No, they're not the same.
They're not the same.
Mm-mm.
Fat and chunky.
Well, that automatically
then y'all say she too aggressive.
Because she can be bad and still be aggressive. And then you're going to be like, is she bad? She's like, hey, what's up? I want that.
Aggressive to me is like, well, God damn, man. Chill out.
Aggressive to me.
Assertive is like, oh, okay. I know what you want.
She can come up to you and just be like, hey, I saw you over there. I'm interested in you. Are you kind of cute? Like,
you
what's happening?
You
that's assertive.
Too much.
That's her taking initiative.
Right, that's assertive.
But she come up, she's like, hey, yo, I need all that meat. I need that today, right now. Ain't no nose about it.
Right.
That's a different
take
aggression.
My number down. Take it down.
Take it down.
Pull your phone out and take it down.
Oh,
that's
you one
aggressive.
Of these new niggas, huh? Okay, he over here. And you like, all right.
If Meg Thee Stallion was that aggressive, would you be like, calm down. Chill out, son.
I would be like, damn, all right, man, chill. Let me get my feet together. Because I get annoyed. You too aggressive. All right, man. Give me a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
She might, you know, be doing too much. You ain't going to text me back then. I just got the text. Jesus Christ.
I'll be like, she's assertive because that's Meg. I'd be like, yeah, I kind of like that attention.
That would be
just
too much.
Unwanted attention I feel is aggressive.
Greg liked that.
There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Someone being assertive, you'd be like, oh, me? You came over to me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I like it.
Lately, I've been used to that. A lot of women been in my DMs hitting me up, man, so I ain't tripping.
I remember this one girl, the first time I ever got hollered at, it was in high school, this girl came up in my garage and put her bed in.
Oh, my God.
She walked up to the garage. I was like, oh. I didn't know what to do. I was a deer in the headlights. She was just like, you know, I've been seeing you at school and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just want to pulled up.
This was Chunky Tony.
Wait,
too.
You was working out Chunk's in the garage? Though. I was like, you was working out in the garage, or you had like a band
just,
going?
Because like we lived on the corner house, so you know you can just see if you're driving past, you be like, oh, Tony live right there. Mm-hmm. So I think she saw me going into the garage that day. So she just pulled up, walked in. I was like, oh.
She just walked in and she put up on a bike. Man, she was in mobile.
She was in the car.
She was driving?
Yeah.
She pulled up around.
Her name was Tasha.
Come on,
Tasha. Pulled up on me, man. I folded, though.
You were eating blizzards. Huh? No, were you eating blizzards?
Not at that time. I don't think I was working there, so I wasn't working at Dairy Queen.
Tony was eating biscuits
still in high school.
Oh, okay. How she looked, Tony? Was she like?
She was cute. Like in hindsight, I regretted it. Oh, but I was so scared. at that time, I was scared. Like,
she pulled up and she said, I like you and all that good stuff. Mm. And then you said,
oh, thank you. man. Thank you.
Okay.
Reached out for a handshake.
My name is Anthony.
and then like later on, fast forward, I fumbled the ball
with her.
Yeah, I never capitalized on that holler. And then she started dating somebody, and I was like, damn, man, I squandered.
And she had a car.
Jada Carr, man. Was confident, too. Dang. The pull-up, just like.
Hey, Daddy.
Pulled up. I was like,
have a
man.
Chick with a car in high school?
Yeah, you got me. Well, I had two cars in high school.
I folded up, man. But I was folded up McGee when I was a virgin. I was folded up McGee.
You got me.
I was successful in high school. You had two cars in high school. They were both yours.
Both mine. Senior year.
Yeah, but he is in
I had a 1989 two-door Honda Accord.
Okay.
Honda, you know what I'm saying? My homeboys call it the go-go gadget eyes.
Okay.
The lights would come up like
that.
Up,
yeah, the lights would come up like that. And then probably later that year, I bought a 93 two-door Camry.
You bought it?
Yeah.
You was working money through it.
I was just hustling. Not drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Legal hustle. Like,
yeah, yeah. Selling candy, CDs.
Going to temp service jobs. I didn't have no bills.
Yeah,
right. I wasn't paying rent.
Right. Was your mom like another car? What are you doing? She was all with
She was like, okay, because my homeboy Bird, he hit my car leaving a fight party. I forgot what fight it was. But he hit my car because we used to be playing around. And he hit my car.
But did you have a license?
Oh, yeah, I had a license.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I had a license.
Did you have
And then my Honda was running hot. I had a bad radiator on my Honda.
Yeah. Wait, so it was cheaper to buy a new car than to get the other car fixed?
Yeah, well, okay. Then at the time... Well, actually, to be quite honest, my brother sold me a salvage title Honda. So I never really had legit tags on the car.
Did he tell you it was salvaged?
He didn't until after the fact I bought it.
So he hustling, too.
He hustled me. I bought it for $800.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We used to ride around in it. My radiator would run hot. Shout out to all my homies who rode with me from school. And it was a good time. It was my first car.
Yeah.
It don't matter what your car look like as your first
car. High school. No.
I could have put Meg Thee Stallion in that car. Because when you young, it null and voids the car you in.
Right.
It's you got all a car about is you. A big deal.
Exactly.
You got a car.
Yeah. I got a car.
You got a vehicle.
Were you driving in high school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're from South Central.
What were you driving?
I had a Honda Accord. It was my mom.
Did?
It was my mom.
Oh, shout out to that.
I used to drop Range Rover and Land Cruiser.
You had a Range Rover in high school?
You had a Range?
It wasn't yours. Mine. I lived with Sean and Marlon. And I'd go from one apartment to another. So they take one to work, and then I take one to school.
Oh, man.
Great. I forgot Craig came out.
Were you going to a school like how LeBron kids? Like Sierra?
No, I was at Fairfax. So I'd see all like the performers and shit be rolling up Melrose and be like, "What up, Neff?" And I'd be like, "Hey, what up?"
Dang, oh, that's the Bank of America.
Yeah, right. then everybody go hang out and I go up to work pretty much. I got a set. I didn't hang out.
Dang.
Man.
My Craig got a good story.
Right. My whip was basic.
What you had?
I had this little red.
What was that red vehicle? I got to ask my mom what kind of car that was.
Did it have a shade in the back? Did she buy it for you? You bought your own car?
It was for her, but she was letting me drive it. Oh, so when I got my little job stocking groceries, I was driving that car. And then, I don't know what happened to that one.
It was hatchback.
Two-door. It was a two-door joint. It was red. And then after that, I want to say Battlestar was after that.
What?
Battlestar?
That's the name of
it. I know.
He named his car.
That's the name of the whip. Battlestar. It was a 67 Chevy Bel Air.
Do you still got that?
Booger
67
Green.
No. Chevy Bel Air. Boy, yeah. You know that's worth some money, boy.
Oh, where is that car at
it's
now?
It's been gone. It's been gone.
That boy riding around like a Cuban father.
Yeah. That car was big as hell, man.
El Tony.
It was ashy looking.
Made out of all metal, too.
That Battlestar.
Oh, Papa.
Had a dent on it. It was big wide. Two seats in the four door.
They call them Popeye.
Two seats. Because you know, it's just the front is just one seat. The back is just one seat. One long ass.
Yeah, long. You got the.
Are y'all
seats.
Driving better cars now?
Oh,
than y'all was back then?
For sure.
No, I'm not.
That's a brand new Rover and a Land Cruiser. Just depends on the day.
You have to be in the Maybach now to compete with what you had. He's going to drive now to be better than
right.
What
He started out too high.
Came in hot.
Like a fajita.
But my first car that really felt like this is my whip for sure was the Egg. It was a Suzuki Swift.
Suzuki Swift.
Two-door car looked like the Egg. Had little designs
what
on
car?
The side.
What year was your
drove
car?
And piled the shit out of that car.
What year was it?
90.
Mad Cats. 97.
97,
a Suzuki Swift.
Suzuki Swift. We called it the E-double-G.
I got it.
We were piled up in that mug.
Is that the, like, the Jeep looking one?
No, absolutely.
No, not the one off of Class Act.
I used to have a Pontiac. I used to have a Pontiac for a little bit.
We had that for a summer.
Yeah. Yours was white?
It was white.
Oh, okay.
Was,
okay.
Yeah. Is that it?
Not white, though. But
it looked like that. It was just like that. It said white.
Work that.
We was piled up in that mug in college, boy.
That Le Mans break down a lot. Mm-hmm. Me and my cousin broke down in that Le Mans one summer, like every other day, pretty much. Yeah.
It didn't
just
last,
quick though. Little short things to fix.
Man. Mm. Yep, because I forgot about the Le Mans. But then I got that Suzuki Swift.
Le Mans, that sounds like a pregnancy class.
Please call it the Le Mans. The
Le Mans.
The Lemon.
Hell yeah.
My first car I bought myself was a 94 Buick Century.
Oh,
okay.
I named it Lady Pearl. Okay. It was a white car.
That's a granny car.
Yeah, I bought it from an old lady. The old lady had it. She never drove it.
That's a granny car.
She never drove it. It was just sitting
low
there.
Low miles on that thing.
It had maybe, let's see, this is in 2004 I bought it. So it was sitting for 10 years. And it had like 40,000, 50,000 miles.
That's a good car.
She had like nothing on there. And I was like, hey, ma'am, you know what I mean? Can I buy your car?
That's a good dude.
Looking for $3,000.
You still got it? That's it?
Yeah, it's a granny car.
Yeah.
That's a granny car, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, my homeboy had one of those, man. We used to call it Milk and Cookies. It was his was navy blue.
Mine was Lady Pearl.
His was navy blue. We called it Milk and Cookies.
Yeah. That was my baby. Serious,
we was working that door sale.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. No, man. I gave it to my brother when I moved out here. Then I got a call. He was in Alabama going to college. He went to Alabama State. And then I got a call from the Alabama police. They was like, hey, is this Mr. Rogers with the 94 Buick Century? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, we found your stolen vehicle. I was like, my what? I said, my what? Yeah, your stolen vehicle. You reported stolen like a couple weeks ago. I was like, thank you. Thank you for finding it. And I called my brother. I said, hey, dog. When my fucking car got stolen? Oh, yeah, man. Like, when were you going to tell me? I was hoping they find it.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
I said, bro. And so it got stripped because I had a big 20 subwoofer in there because it didn't barely close that trunk.
What kind of brothers y'all had, man?
The fact that Chaz's older brother has little brother energy is mad
crazy,
funny to me.
Dog. Crazy. And so my whole, so then I had like a good, I had a dope like system in there. And I'm glad I never went and got rims on there because that was that time.
Right.
But I was like, beat don't do this. Don't do. I had the beat in there though. Yeah,
you had the beat in there. That thing was knocking.
Yeah, it was knocking.
That boy coming down like on
212.
Yeah.
What is it, South Central?
Oh, what's up, grandma?
Then the grill.
He said, "What's up,
grandma?
Yo, beat that 6-4. Oh, what's up, grandma?
Because the dude had to fix it because the 15 didn't fit first. He was like, "I can't put this in the truck. So maybe we gonna finagle some shit." So he had to like carve a little angle in there. He was like, "The speaker's right here, but the whole box.
Cut all the safety shit out." You had tweeters.
Yeah, no spare tire.
I don't remember. Definitely no spare tire.
No, you need an amp. You just need an amp.
Yeah, and I had an amp.
Just an amp. Yeah, man.
I had an amp and that sub, and well, we was.
What were you listening to?
So, but I remember when I played a lot was because when I wanted to show it off, I would play Outkast. It might have been Rosa Parks. It was like doom, 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 and that
all Trump.
It was
all Trump.
So when I wanted to show it off, I just be like, oh man, let's just random track it.
Like, random track.
Let me this mic explode.
Random
Rosa Parks.
And we've been there. It was crazy, dog. And then, man, I ain't seen that car. So it was stripped. I was like, what's going on?
Your got brother, man.
My first car was a Monte Carlo SS.
Okay. You get money.
Okay.
You remember that?
But you get money, boy.
2000?
I wanted one of those.
Yeah, me too.
They came out with the race car edition, man. I wanted the DLR one, man.
I wanted that one so bad.
Man, you're doing good for your life.
It was silver.
That was nice.
I wanted one of those, bro.
That was fast.
This was Sneed, right?
Yeah, that was my first car. My mom wrote a got a check from the credit union. I paid $365 a month with my car.
I wanted that red one, bro.
That race car, I wanted that one
too. That was the Dale, and the black one was Dale Earnhardt.
I didn't have a Dale Earnhardt.
Oh my goodness,
bro. I seen that one like, dang, dog.
Yeah, man.
That looked fire.
They were fire, bro.
Yeah, don't
we put rims on those, though.
Man, I was driving up and down Crenshaw, man.
Oh my God.
Had my little white gold chain. I was, man.
Killing.
Back in 2000, I just had little Chris.
Dang.
He was definitely bumping Ja Rule.
Look at about you.
2000.
What would I be without you? He's saying that, singing that to his song, Slim in the back. Would I be without you?
Oh, baby. You had somebody in the chat had the 05 RX8. Mercy Motorsports.
From Mazda, that was a good looking car.
Oh,
that was a Scott from X-Men car, wasn't it? The engine was a ball or something like that.
So being from Michigan, Pontiac Grand Prix, like Pontiacs were huge, like GMs, like they were popular cars. But what was a popular car that you guys grew up with that was just like, you gonna see these in your neighborhood?
My first car that I got was a popular car. It was a 94 Honda Accord EX. Four-door.
I remember those.
95 Saturn SS.
Mm. Yeah. Grand Dams.
Saturn has never been attractive to me.
Saturn 9.
Yeah. I've never found Saturns attractive.
Mm. Crown Vic was a popular car in my time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Crown Vic or the Mercury Marauder. But then the Marauder only got famous because niggas couldn't get the Crown Vic.
Because
it was an offset looking Crown Vic. But the Crown Vic was
like that Chrysler 300.
You know what I'm saying?
Out here, the popular car was the Impalas, actually.
Impalas.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, if you was doing well, you had an Impala. Mm-hmm.
And if you, a hood like a hustler, you got the two door Tahoe.
That was fire, bro.
Boy,
them two door Tahoes.
I wanted that
two door
Tahoe.
I still want one of those. Mm-hmm.
I seen one not too long ago looking nice.
It still look nice.
Two-door Tahoe.
This here?
That's all.
Yeah, the two-door Tahoe's fire, bro.
You had a black when you were selling drugs.
Yeah, you
then you put some grill on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Put some grill on that two-door Tahoe.
Two-door Tahoe.
I'm not mad at the Tahoe.
You like that, Tony? Two-door?
Yeah.
I like that.
This dude in my school named Jordan May had a two-door Tahoe.
Was he
navy blue. He was a white boy. He had good. His parents was good.
He had navy blue.
He had it jacked up, too. His Tahoe was jacked up.
Mm. And in high school,
it had the beat. He had the beat in there because you know you could put the beat under the seat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got the pickup trucks.
Oh wow,
man! Jordan May was getting money, man. Shout out to Jordan May. Man.
Was the girls on?
Man, them white girl love Jordan May.
Was May his middle name?
Nah, that was his last name. Oh, we in the Jordan South. We call everybody the full name.
You know what I'm saying?
Brandon Lewis, Jordan May, Tony Baker. You know, but if it's too many of the same name, you go by your last name.
Oh,
so that's why I used to go by Lewis.
That's crazy. Nobody, everybody called me Sneed.
Nah, we Chris Sneed. Nobody your name in the song. We say the full name.
Full name. I like saying full name. It helps you remember too. Yeah. Especially if you got an easy name to say both.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But some people's first name is so flashy, you just be like, Chad.
I never get that. Because the Rogers, everybody goes like,
We ain't got too many black Chazes just floating around.
No, it's not too many. It's him and Keon's mom's boyfriend. That's about it. The black Chaz. All the black Chaz.
I just saw him not too long ago. Keon's mom's boyfriend. I saw him two weeks ago. They married.
Hold on, what?
Keon's
mom's boyfriend. You can't even say that in your contact list.
I think they married.
Keon's mom's boyfriend. It's too long.
Every time I see him, I'm like,
I don't want to mislabel.
Best Chaz in the
but
game.
He's Chaz, though. He's another Chaz.
Oh, yeah. Keon's mom's boyfriend. Wait, so is it white Chaz's?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's some white Chaz.
Chaz Palminteri is Italian.
He's Italian.
He's
an actor.
He's Chaz. In Bronx still.
Yeah, that's the only one I know. Oh, and now, because she transitioned into a dude.
Who?
Sonny Bono's daughter.
Chaz Bono.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chaz
Wait,
Bono.
But hold on. Is your real name what?
Chazmin.
Chazmin, right? Hold on, Chazmin.
Lou, I've known you for a long time.
I know,
time,
bro,
dog.
And I know that it's Chazmin.
You didn't been at the like. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man,
like,
this is
ridiculous.
Listen, like, hey, Chaz. We're on TV.
He asking you questions to set it up for the audience. He Audis. Knows.
But audience has known me TV. For a long time.
Chazmin.
I've been here with them for years.
For years.
We did a whole show damn near about your name.
Probably.
Chaz Viathan.
Chaz, I didn't know that.
I don't put it on the socials because you know what I mean. Probably Facebook. They make you. Remember they used to make you put your full name on there or something like that.
Facebook.
Yeah. And he's like, "Come on, man, I want that cool name in the middle, like on MySpace." You'd be like, "Chaz, all about these."
Facebook
bitches.
Wasn't about that, man. Serious.
Yeah, at one point, you couldn't get on Facebook. I mean, I couldn't because I didn't go to college.
Yeah, you had to go to school.
You had to go to school. You had to have a school
That's
ID.
That's when it was classy. But they just let anybody in there.
Yeah, they let anybody in.
The riffraff came.
Yeah, you had to have a school.
You had to
ID.
Have a college email to get in.
You had to have a degree.
You didn't need the degree.
You had to have a bachelor's.
Why do those always
to get on there?
Why do those always fall apart and everybody just crashes it? Like, what's that other one that everybody's on?
guest house or
club.
They still got that going.
You're supposed
to only be invited by somebody that was on it. Everybody's on. You like, who invited you?
Make it exclusive.
I never got on Clubhouse.
I was on there for like the few days.
They know they did.
No, but
I was on there doing open mics.
He was on there doing comedy. I remember people were talking about they do a show on Clubhouse during the pandemic. Man, they were thirsty for
What's going on? How everybody doing? Everybody good? Hey, man, my name is Chris
Lee,
man. I'm just
one mic, please. Could you everybody log on?
That was so stupid.
Had to wait for your last
material. Yeah, stealing material like a mug on the hands. Putting it out there, bro.
We was desperate, man.
Yeah, it was hard.
I was turning it down, but I was still desperate. But I was like, nah.
That's when they did a lot of panels. It was like a lot of panels.
Yeah, we was hanging out. Did Zooming with the homies all the time. That was a good time, just hanging out. But when people was asking for like a virtual comedy show, I was like.
I was about to ask, have y'all done that? I can't do it. Comedy show.
I actually did one with Chinadu got me a gig. I got paid well. It was, I think it was probably like $500 to $600.
On
Zoom.
Oh,
Santa Barbara. We did it for the University of Santa Barbara.
That has to be awkward.
Oh, that's good money.
It was good money though. It was good. Yeah, shout out to Chin Chin.
$500, you sitting in the living room?
I
got that a lot too during the pandemic.
Yeah, it was some good money, man.
Oh, I did one virtual show, but it was like we were actually there. So it was like a bunch of screens, and I could see the people watching.
That's
what
was up. Was that Tone Bells?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I did that. But like as far as like sitting at the laptop comedy show, nah.
Yeah, I did that.
That's the only one I thought was dope. Tone Bells.
Yeah. The way that was set up was fire. Because I could actually see the faces of the people watching. They were surrounding me, and there was a stage and a mic. So I was like, all right, this feels real. And then, but them other ones, I was like, nah.
I'm gonna try to get y'all a pair of these, man.
Dude, you got your own.
I got my own shoes,
Dunks?
Man. Yeah, I got my own Dunks, man.
Okay,
you really got your own Dunks?
Got my own Dunks, bro. Fly. Yeah, the blue. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get you see what I can do for y'all, man.
Why does it say
man.
Nike?
Huh?
What's up?
Oh, it say Nike. It's Nike on the front, but they it's Sneed.
It's the Sneedsters.
These are mine. Yeah, they Nike been let me customize my shoe. Thank you. Shout out to Nike.
Okay. I don't know when to believe Chris or not.
I'm good, bro.
I didn't see it say Nike. I'm like, hold on.
No, these are Nikes, bro.
You done with Sneed?
I'm done with Sneed, bro.
Because even. He said it's over the line.
He gave me a good look in the eye, man.
He said it's over the line.
Yeah, the lottery was that was a loop. I was a loop.
Yeah.
I'm recovered. I'm still,
that was a plot
still
twist.
Dizzy.
Did I win?
You did win.
You definitely
won. But you said life changing.
He told me life changing.
How was it life changing if you ain't even cashed the check yet? I mean, if you ain't even spent the bread yet. Your life ain't changed at all.
It's about saving, Jasmine.
Nothing changed. What's
and you knew something. You know something. Something told me about a red flag because when he told me that he mobile deposit. And now, listen. Yeah. You can't mobile deposit over $10,000.
You can't. Oh.
Yeah, because I got a check for over that much, and they told me that I couldn't do it because I was wanting to do it.
Lou was like,
I was wanting to do it. Yeah, and then they told me that you can't. You gotta go in because I was even going to do it the mobile, the ATM.
Yeah.
They said don't even do that because it'll take longer.
You got to speak to somebody.
Yeah, you got to go in there and speak to somebody.
Wait, they said it takes longer if you deposit?
In ATM.
Really?
Yeah.
For the fact to be available.
Over 10 grand. We're talking about over 10 grand. So like if you got a check for 10K.
It's going to take a couple days.
It's going to take longer than if you were to go in and deposit it.
Got you.
Yeah. If you deposit it into an ATM.
I'll be depositing at the ATM all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Over 10,000?
I never go in there.
I never go in there.
Oh, well. Well, he's got a lot of money in here.
But Tony, he can wait. You know what I'm saying?
I still got to wait a couple days.
3 days.
Right.
Ready in 2 weeks. Tony ain't tripping.
You talking about a nigga who kind of getting affected by the 10K.
Tony said,
take y'all time.
Let me know when I need it.
You know what I'm saying?
But I do try to go early in the day to do it. Because I feel like it makes a difference for some reason. I feel like it takes longer.
When it first open?
Because it show you when it's going to post on your receipt. So it seems like it takes longer if I go later.
But they give you a little something.
Yeah,
you can take you. They give you a little something.
Well, now when you got when you can cover, you get all your money.
Right.
Oh, well, you can cover,
like,
when you
like
got.
So, let's say he got. Obviously, he has more than 10,000, so he can get 9,000 available today and 1,000 on Wednesday.
Because we know that he can cover
this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But
guess what they did to me.
Guess what they told me.
What?
we're gonna hold on to the whole 10,000.
Right. Oh, like, you can't get none of that available.
No,
right. Until ATM. That's what they said.
No, even when I went in.
Oh wow,
like, yeah. We gotta make sure this shit ain't stolen.
Stolen,
for
right?
Real.
For real, they did too.
We called everybody. We waited.
They did,
bro.
And when they go, ain't no money available.
For real?
Yeah.
They gave me all mine.
I did a big check too, and I was like. They were like, oh, this might take a week. I was like, hey, y'all don't understand, man. I need this today.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, sir.
I need all, yeah.
Damn. I'm about to wait this money out.
That's when you got to go withdraw it, then put something back in.
Hey, you can tell, hey, you can tell when they got some money. Tell you talking about.
Damn. Huh? That happened to y'all?
Hey, you can tell when a nigga got some money.
Wait, what do you mean y'all go all the way back in the airport?
Damn.
They know they was holding the whole thing. Like, you can't get none of this.
That nigga talking about, damn.
Tony walking the plane. They got seats in the back of the plane. That's crazy, man. Y'all don't just stop in the front.
I didn't know they held the whole thing, though.
That nigga talking about, damn, yeah, nigga. Welcome to poverty, nigga.
What's this 87 mean on the kind of gas pump?
What is this? That held the whole thing.
Damn.
Because no matter what, like, you know, back in the day, because I've never had bank issues in terms of, like, what is it when you overdraft?
Yeah,
like, I never really overdrafted. I had an overdraft account.
So you don't have overdraft
when you
got protection?
hold on.
Let's see if he has, do you have overdraft protection?
Oh, yeah, he got that.
If you overdraft the bank, we got you.
Tony said, what's the thing called?
I can't remember. But I never was like overdrafting because I never set up bills to where they was automatically taken out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it was just like, you know, I was just always mindful of what I had in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So I would know not to.
You balanced your books.
You're fiscally responsible.
I always stayed on top of that. So it was like, all right, I don't want to be overdrafted because I know the consequences. The
fees. Mm-hmm. There's been plenty of calls when I called like, hold on, that shit said this much today.
Right.
And now it's way lower than this shit. What happened? Your bills caught up.
Was you in the Range Rover when you was caught?
Nah.
Because I'm the type, I'm always looking at my bank account.
I check it daily.
What's going on here? Because I found, like, fraud up in there.
Oh, yeah, snap.
Like, yeah. Hold on,
me
man.
Too.
Right.
I ain't buy this.
Right.
I'll be staying on top of that.
Right.
And I always have. So it's like, so those people that have constant, like, overdrafts and negative accounts, the bank just be like, you gonna wait.
Because
there's always something with you.
Right.
So, it's always something with you, it's man. You always coming in there with the negative, man. We can't trust you. So even then, they would always give me a portion of the deposit.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, we'll give you, you can access the 450, but this other, whatever amount, you got to wait.
You got
to
wait.
Yeah, wait a couple of days. It's usually just a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Usually, like, huh?
Yeah. Depending on the bank, but that's just my bank.
When you need
I've
that money,
the same bank.
A couple of days is you be like, yo, I need this. I need
the money.
You bank with the credit union?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big bank. Tony said, "What's that? A credit union? What do you mean?"
Remember, was you with us when we tried to go to that black bank?
No, I wasn't there.
Who was you with me?
I think you and Keenan went, didn't you?
Was it just me and Keenan?
It
was closed when we went down there. We're like, man, we put that money in the black bank, man. Black banks. We went down there all
black. I remember
black
this movie. I couldn't go.
We had the leather jacket, shotgun in the back. We had the little seat, you know, that big chair, the little chair in the back. We had those in the back of the whip. Pulled up mad militant, man. They was like, man, this location is closed.
I think that location is still closed on Crenshaw.
The one we went to was in Pasadena.
Okay, so it's one on Crenshaw. It's
national.
Yep.
Yeah, we were like,
national goals on Crenshaw.
I invested in one and then went up like crazy. And then it did.
What was the name of that bank?
I gotta look it up. I ain't looked at it in a long time. Once it crashed, I stopped checking.
Dude, is there any more black banks around?
It is.
It was only two. And then Greenwood started. That was Greenwood like Killer Mike's. You part of that?
No, I'm not a part of it.
Yeah, I hopped in.
The concert was last night, Tony. Why you didn't go?
What concert?
Killer Mike.
I forgot. Ooh. What was I doing? I had a show. I had Tony Baker and friends.
Okay, that's legit.
Yeah, I was working.
You went?
Nah, nigga.
Yeah, man, look out. Man, watch out.
Why wasn't you there?
Right. Man, you weren't there.
You was there.
I was there. You didn't know I didn't go, man. No, I had the Tony Baker and friends. It was a good time. That Killer Mike album good, though.
It is good. Actually, it's a good album. It's really good.
Hard.
Top to bottom.
It's good.
I love it.
Top to bottom.
I didn't know it was going to be that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Travis Scott just came out with an album. You heard that?
Huh?
You heard Travis Scott new album?
Yeah, I just heard the Meltdown. That Meltdown song hard though.
It's the first time I listened to Travis Scott.
Me too.
And then, oh, it was your first time listening to him?
Yeah, I don't.
Skippy Peanut Butter up in there.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like all of Kanye's tracks he didn't choose for Life of Pablo.
Oh.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Go Yeezus.
Oh.
To Yeezus?
It's Yeezus. It's a Yeezus album.
Yeah, but it sound, but it's very Kanye influenced. I heard like so much.
Travis Scott got writing credits and production credits on Yeezus.
Oh, did
he's been around for a while.
Okay.
Oh. So he's not new to none of this stuff.
Gotcha.
That's probably why I don't embrace Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Because I hated the Yeezus album.
Same.
He's definitely influenced by Kanye.
Big makes Mike. Sense.
Huh? Y'all talking about Big Mike? What, Killer Mike? Killer Mike. And Mike. Y'all disrespecting Travis Big Scott Mike? Like that? Yeah.
I remember Big Mike the comedian.
No, remember Big Mike the rapper.
Oh, no. Who was that?
Just another young player having fame. Hey, I heard that song, Big though.
Mike. He had Pimp C on that hook.
Oh, snap. I like that song.
I like when you grabbed your shirt.
That's Big Mike. Turned me right into pimp mode.
Hold on, man. Man. That's Big Mike, man. Cool. I like that song, man.
Big Mike.
Dang.
Having things, man. Let me see how this Travis Scott album is doing real quick.
I tried to.
It's going to sell like 500K first.
That's what I was thinking.
I said, let me give it a fair listen.
You said 500K first week? Tracks.
500K first week. Travis Scott is
a lot.
Travis Scott is one of the most popular artists in the world.
Why is he so popular?
I like them.
Because his music, he appealed to the teens and stuff.
That's crazy. He's fucking a Kardashian.
And his clothes, like he's super stylized.
How is he so hot?
He had his own Nike.
He's like an anti-celebrity, but at the same time, he's extremely famous. Like, he had Nike deals, PlayStation deals.
That's crazy, bro.
I just got like a Kid Cudi, Kanye vibe.
He's literally influenced by them, too. Both. Yeah, he was signed to T.I.'s label.
Yeah, he was.
Then made no...
Well, he's also part Atlanta? Of that influence, because his sound is in there with Cudi.
He got signed to T.I. first.
I mean, that's what it sounded like. When I heard it, I was like, oh, this sounds like
T.I.'s on his first album. He did like the intro for him.
And he's bigger than T.I.
Yeah.
By
Travis Scott. That's the one that everybody in the crowd was that little situation.
Yeah, the asteroid.
He's the one that has a baby with the Kardashians.
His shoes is hard, though.
Right. He's from Houston. Mm-hmm.
He's from outside of Houston.
Okay. The shoes are fire, huh?
He got some good. Anything
he touches is literally going
backward.
Even though
you can't get none of them. Hard to get all them.
That's all of
Travis Scott's. Them J's hard, too.
Yeah, but them Sneeds, though. Yeah,
have you heard his other albums? Yeah, like his first couple?
I've listened to every Travis Scott album.
But how are they? Are they good?
They are good. Yeah, the thing is, like, when he came out, he was like a different kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kind of grew into it. And now it's kind of like, I think this album is more, it sounds a little dated in comparison to the stuff before. Which is kind of how I felt. He sounds a little uninspired.
Now,
mm-hmm. Yeah. In comparison, because it was 5 years, like 5 years since the last one came out. That last one was really good. That was like a piece of art.
And then I
was like,
all right,
5 years after that, it was just like, So, and I knew when this one coming, I was like, it's going to be different, but he don't really be talking about much.
Who's more talented, him or like, just for the younger generation, right? Him or the baby? Which one is?
Well, he does his beats.
I mean, Little Baby.
Little baby hard now.
Not the baby.
Travis does his beats.
Little Baby hard.
Talent is a. Lil Baby can definitely rap better than Travis Scott, like miles beyond him. But it's more like we haven't really got a chance to see what Lil Baby can do after that sophomore slump he just dropped.
Okay, okay.
But he has to deliver after that.
Gotcha.
That's the thing. Travis Scott's not really a rapper for real. Like, he does rap, but
he's an artist.
Yeah, he's like all
an
over
artist.
The place.
So. Didn't he put his first album together in his grandma's, in the guest bedroom in his grandma's house?
Who?
Travis.
I can believe it.
A nigga ugly. Hey.
But yeah, Travis. His first album.
Who cute then?
No, no, pause.
But yeah,
white women like ugly black men.
Hey,
I don't know what it is about an ugly nigga that can get a white girl.
Travis Scott had Rihanna though, too.
It's the intimidation factor.
Travis
Scott got more white fans than
it's
anything,
something about an ugly nigga that can get a white woman.
Generally, that's most rappers. Nowadays.
Yeah.
But Travis Scott had Rihanna at one point.
He did?
Yes. 2015. He was dating Rihanna. Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, Rihanna was ugly back then.
Oh shit.
She was what? He said. So Travis, he's tracking right now. Wait, hold on. Is this first day? He might. They saying he might get Astroworld because Astroworld did 538.
Yeah,
in the opening,
he might beat that.
I'm gonna predict that he won't, because I feel like the buzz was bigger with Astroworld.
Mm-hmm. Sales was different too back then.
A little bit. Not,
didn't
not
Astros
too much.
Win the World Series?
Most rappers have been dropping with 80,000, 120,000 first week for great albums.
That is
and he's about to drop close to a half a million.
It depends on the artist.
Because the rap albums this year have been slumpy.
He's the first really big one like that.
Then last year they were slumpy.
No.
Who had a big album released last year?
Drake and 21 did. They almost did 500,000 in their first week too.
Yeah. That was, but they what had they to come together one? With Drake and 21.
I mean, one album. I think Drake could do it on his own.
Mm-hmm. Drake always do big numbers.
That nigga
first
do
week.
Numbers, bro. What did Drake and 21 do the first week?
441 or something like that.
Yeah, isn't the full home?
Oh, and he had.
But see, that's five.
Four. We don't know.
But yeah, Astroworld did 500,000. But even then, Scorpion did like 700 or 600,000. Like 2018 is.
Yeah, these are streaming. Them. Yeah, it's the same as
sales
like.
I know.
Now,
if they did physical, Travis Scott did physicals or something like that. He still could easily push almost 500. His fans are that devoted. He put out a movie and they were going to sell out the theater to go watch.
Would this be crazy fan base?
Would this be possibly the number one rap album of the year?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Because ain't nobody really been popping. Lil Uzi Vert was finally the first rapper to debut at number one this year.
Okay.
That was like the first rap album to debut at the top. But he killing Post Malone. He came out with Post Malone this week.
Yeah. I should have known. I can't Post Malone not even really rapping no more.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of
him. He just yoling on every song now?
Which is what I knew he was going
to
do.
I listened to his album. He just singing it up.
I knew he was going to do that eventually.
Who that?
Post Malone.
Oh, Post Malone.
I've never been a fan of Post Malone.
He on real drugs.
He on drugs?
Yeah, he on good drugs.
He said he on good drugs.
Yeah, he's not a rapper, though.
He used rap to get popularity. Then he completely faded away from it. He took away. He was like, I don't know nothing about it.
Even White Iverson wasn't necessarily
like
a rap song.
But it was a rap aura.
He got a pass by what's the dude's name? Key in Atlanta. And he gave him basically like, he was like, nah, he cool. And then everybody's like, oh, we fuck with him. And then he blew up in the rap world. Then he completely distanced himself by that second album.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he got a name super pop and stuff like that. So
smoking cigarettes and doing this.
That's drugs.
Hardcore.
I never saw the appeal from Jump. I was just like,
but he's got some good songs. Okay.
He finesses his way to that number one too.
I've been rocking the Post Malone joints.
Nah, I just need the Spider Man song.
He drinks natural light. You know what that means?
Natural light.
Yeah, natural light beer. The real hardcore drug users know.
Oh,
what does that mean?
It means he's down bad.
Okay.
Oh. What's in natural light?
We're talking trailer park.
Oh.
We're talking take your shoes off and walk around outside.
The natural light. The natural light.
Natural light.
Who got
natural
a hard light. Out?
You?
Sneak.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got doctor's appointment, man. Get my physical.
You gonna check yourself, Sneak?
Get my physical, man.
Yeah, security's tight now that he won a lot.
Do all my blood work.
Before he won a lot, he used to do the whole episode. He'd be hanging out with us.
Yeah. Right.
New money, man. Yeah. New attitude.
New money, Sneak.
Yeah, just got a doctor's appointment.
New money, Sneak.
New money, Sneak.
New money, Sneakster.
Just encourage everybody to get your checks, get your physicals every year.
For sure.
You get that prostate, man.
I'll be loving my
physicals. I'm not at that age.
You're not prostate? Yeah, you said prostate? Over 40. You prostate.
Over 40?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 40.
Over 40.
Be getting in that booty hole.
Yeah, man. Dig in. Have them go dig in there while you're there.
Up in there, man.
Yeah, I think I might have to make a separate appointment for that. I'm not ready today.
You got to get the tube with the light and the camera on it to check all through.
Have them go up in there.
Ask me for some extras. Be like, can I get an add-on?
Add-on.
Use the 4K camera. Tell them use the 4K camera.
Yeah, man. And then post it like you did your live video. So we can hit you. Like, yo, man, you a good dude, man. But a good booty hole at that.
Man.
Look at that. Pristine, that time, clean butthole.
It's that time. It's at 40, huh?
Time. At 40?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
40, man.
Yeah. You 40? Y'all got a prostate check?
I'm 38, baby. Got a little bit more time.
Like 2 years.
It's never too early.
You can start calling the doctor now. Check. Build the relationship.
Never it's never too early, yo.
Yeah, I got you on security sneak.
Follow
you,
man.
Yes, yeah, man. I still owe my doctor a stool sample. I be hating that.
Yeah,
you can send that in.
Yeah, you gotta go in.
You can just shit in the kitty litter and send that in.
You can send that in. Put it in the envelope and
use the cat box.
What?
Right, that's what I was saying on stage. I was like, I'm gonna use the cat.
That's hilarious.
How far they notice the difference?
How far past you do, man?
For the stool sample? Oh, big pass. Because I had my physical. Shoot, it was months ago, and then they sent me the kit home for the sample. I was like, yeah, I'm bringing in.
Dang.
Never brought it in. Man, you got to catch me while you got me.
You got.
I was over there at the office. You could get the stool sample in.
I was going to say, why didn't they do it then?
I don't know. They probably don't want to have people doing it there.
I want it.
I'll be like,
so people missing in the little, oh, I missed it, man. Or you got to scoop it out. Yeah, you got a little goldfish thing. What are you supposed to do?
Now, the semen sample, I can give you that right there.
Oh, yeah, it's on the spot.
You know, excuse me.
Yeah, be right back.
Sir, go in the room.
The video's already queued up, man.
Be right back.
You mail your turds in? Yeah, I would hate to be in the mail room.
It's getting nasty, guys.
Oh, Tony sent his samples in.
One time when they wanted a Sue sample, they gave me the old school setup. It was like a big little thing, and the trap was like, what's up with this? And they like, we ran out of the other one, so I had to do like an old school. Oh, it was disgusting.
Yeah, man, let's go ahead and bust it left on this topic.
No, man,
it's grown man, so, Tarlu. You gotta get that ball.
Oh, yeah, man, go ahead, man. Talk about that booty. Talk about that booty, right?
So then, so now you get a little thing, and then you put it in the little thing, and turn it in, put it in the envelope. Yeah. Well, that's the one that's easier.
Why do you need to do some of your stool sample? I've never had, no one's ever asked me for a stool sample.
Because I'll be wanting the full cavity, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Check my booty hole.
So you asked for everything. You said give me the total package.
Yeah, I want everything. I want you to find any cancer.
Yeah, man. Hey.
See, while you over there A-yoing, you're going to have cancer in your booty hole.
No, I ain't going to get that booty hole. I'm going to go check,
man. That's a hide in your ass. You can't even handle the topic.
Is it going to make you feel better when they ask you for a stool sample?
Well, I was just wondering. I was just like, no one's ever asked me for a stool sample. So it's not like it's a regular, you know what I mean? It's not like, okay.
I'll be going in there requesting extras.
So now I'm like,
I want everything on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I thought I did. I went and did an MRI and a CAT scan before. I was like, do all that because I was looking for anything in my brain. I had a headache for like 3 days once. And then I was like, it's brain energy.
Could have been your asshole.
You know what I'm saying?
Could be in the booty hole.
So then I went in the whole thing, right? The MRI thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, but no one was like, stool sample,
yeah.
So now I'm just like, yo, y'all need
start
to
request it.
When you
40, they start asking this.
Tony
more
got
more.
One here to use.
Tony got him in a trunk.
Yeah. I turned that one in. The clunky one, I turned that in. Then I had to redo it one time. I was like, man, come on. Y'all didn't label it?
It was
like, you didn't label it right. So I had to redo it. But then when I got the little...
Did you just write doo-doo?
I don't remember what I did.
You labeled it wrong.
Tony's doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
TB. TB doo-doo.
Tony is a habitual toilet blower upper on the road.
For sure.
This nigga be destroying toilets,
for sure.
Bro. Stuff good eat.
What you mean?
Marlon does just, too.
This nigga, every hotel we done been at,
the clog,
if the flush ain't strong,
he go down there,
destroy the toilet.
He destroys it, bro.
So since the hotels like don't breaks? Have,
yes.
Oh.
Since the hotels don't have the plungers. I use the bathroom in the lobby.
Oh, okay.
Because they got the aggressive flush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought just because you needed people around.
No.
They got that
the ones in the room I can't count on.
What's the word? Do I got to alert somebody? FYI or PSA? A PSA. If Tony Baggy is coming to your city and you a janitor, be prepared
it's
to
only
work.
It's hotels. It's not houses. Just hotels?
Hotels. At the house, the plunger's right there. So I can just be like,
so it happens at the house often.
No, because I've been going to the bathroom differently now.
Okay.
I section everything off.
You have a game
I
got plan.
I got to do sections.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as before,
you know what I'm saying? Because if I go straight low, it ain't going.
Somebody says them smoothies.
That's a smoothie. It's something, man. Man.
That smoothie blowing that nigga booty.
Yeah, it's a lot of
it
fiber.
It'd be a lot
thing,
going
though.
On, though.
It shouldn't be. So that's how you know you're having good bowel movement.
This nigga whole insides is coming out.
Yeah, one whole lot. Sometimes.
So you got to break it up
it's
as
like
it comes
a stiff
out.
Soft serve. It just be like.
Yeah, it's just like.
Because it'll go down. And,
so it's
and,
long.
Yeah. So you got to be like, all right, hold on. Pinch. You got to do the whole.
I got it. All right.
Break it up in three.
Stop there. Flush. Continue.
Nigga, boo.
I thought he just made you use the restroom. He like he be breaking toilets everywhere.
Nah, kaboom!
Like really breaking them.
I just be telling him like, yo, man, I be getting clogged up in the hotel room. I gotta make that embarrassing call. I always do it when I'm leaving. I'm like, hey, can you send somebody?
So you had a clogged toilet for 3 days? Tony's in there Saturday.
I got plumbing issues
Friday
in 219.
Keep the bathroom door closed. Cause
Tony back in L.A. already.
So now I'm in the lobby now, man.
At least you call him.
Yeah, he called him.
Well, I mean, because that was suck. They brought up the poor people who clean the beds, and that poor lady walking in. Huh?
Yeah, man.
Deals, man.
It sucks.
You niggas need to. You gonna have fans walking in the public bathroom looking under to see if they
sucks. I gotta do all this prep in the public toilet. I got the wipes. I got to lay out the thing. Uh-huh. But it's worth it because normally my pattern is I go to the bathroom, I get in the shower, and I go to the comedy show.
Oh, okay.
But that ruins my movements because, oh man, the toilet.
Right.
Yeah. I gotta get ready for
so
the
you
show.
You be comfortable. You be in there like with the Instagram on live. Hey, look. Laughing at videos.
Hey, look.
Oh, in the lobby.
Hey, look. In the lobby. Somebody gonna meet Tony on the way out. Like, oh, Tony Vega. And then they gonna go in the rest. Like, God damn,
I was a fan.
God damn, nigga.
Tony got a shit measuring tape now. All right, flush.
Yeah, man.
All right, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get this stuff on them.
Where you at?
Oh, man, I'm gonna be checking. Now I'll be checking my calendar, man.
New money.
I'm gonna check my calendar, man.
I'll keep some sound going. It's that Craig on everything.
Oh, that's fresh. Catch
me MrToxic.com. Might catch me in Connecticut.
I thought it was MrToxic.shop.
MrToxic.shop.
Yeah, there you go. I got you, bro.
Be Lou with you.
I'm this week, we start the tour, man.
Start
the tour. Ball Brothers tour, man.
Where y'all going?
Philly and New York.
Philly, New York, man.
Are you all sold out? You don't need to put the dates?
Oh, yeah, we're not sold out in New York.
Saturday don't matter anymore.
New York still got tickets available, so get your tickets, New York. It's probably going to sell out because there's only probably like 70 tickets left.
Maybe. What borough is it?
I think we in Manhattan.
We're in Manhattan. Manhattan.
Wait,
we
gonna be in New York at the same time?
When you gonna be in New York City?
This week.
Saturday?
Believe so.
Saturday?
Yeah. Isn't DC flying out to? He flew out today, right?
I don't know.
To go to the East Coast. We'll be on the East Coast for 2 weeks straight.
Oh, damn. Right.
We're gonna be in New York on Saturday.
For real?
Yeah.
We in New York City.
We're gonna be in Philly Saturday, Philly Friday, New York Saturday.
We're driving to New York, though, ain't it?
Yeah.
When Saturday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so what's up, man? You know,
Saturday.
I heard it. I was like, okay.
What you got, Sneed?
Y'all gonna be in New York Saturday?
Yeah,
you gonna
man.
Be in New York Saturday.
If I wanna be.
Yeah.
But I'll be at the Ice House, and then I got.
What day, Ice House?
Next weekend on a Saturday.
Okay. Saturday.
Saturday at the Ice House. And then the week after that, Oxnard, Levity Live, okay. Joint. And,
I like that club.
And I'd be all, you know, check my calendar and see where else I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Christmas. You got the 7-Eleven in the morning.
Life change.
Yeah, man.
Chaz, where you at?
August 17th, I am with DC Irvin at the Mic Drop in San Diego. Get you.
That's dope.
San Diego, good ass time.
I will be featuring for the homie. And then September 2nd and 3rd, I will be in Chicago with Shantae Wayans.
Okay.
At the Den Theater.
Okay.
And then, yep. Then that's all for
Chicago.
I don't know if I'm doing Baltimore now. I don't know yet. I don't know what's happening. But anyways, yeah.
Baltimore Comedy Factory?
I don't know.
Okay.
The date's in there, but it's not confirmed.
Baltimore is fantastic.
Can't wait.
Crowd wise.
I'm trying to get
crowd's
some
amazing.
Crab cakes. Somebody put me on where to go.
Yeah, man.
I'm waiting for it.
Tony
Baker, where you at?
This weekend, Ball Brothers tour starts this weekend. Philly, New York, first weekend. The tour is officially begun. So get your tickets. Only 3 cities are sold out. Some of them are getting slim. So get your tickets.
Who's all on the show?
So it's going to be B. Lou, mm-hmm. Tahir, mm-hmm. me, and Kev on stage.
Come on. That's a great time. Ooh,
crazy
good time.
Fine.
Gonna be
that's
good
a
time.
Crazy show.
I think Leonard Oots is popping up on one of those.
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Charlotte. Yeah,
Big Ootsie.
Big Ootsie. So, yeah. So, anyway, get your tickets. Thank y'all for tuning in. Check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. And stay tuned for a movie review for the movie Talk to Me. And
it's crazy.
Appreciate y'all in the Chatsworth, man. Love y'all. We out.